Perek Lamed Aleph, we're in the middle of Pasuk discussing the theme of HaBen Yakar Li Ephraim. It is Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Tes. Let me get a Chumash, I need a Chumash for... Okay, so let's review. HaBen Yakar Li Ephraim... Is Ephraim, is he not? Let's assume, we'll read the pasuk we learned yesterday in the simple interpretation, is Ephraim not my child who is precious to me? Im yelet sha'ashuim, we'll translate it as if it says, is he not? Is Ephraim not a yelet sha'ashuim? Ki midei darbi bo, the more I speak about him, zohar ezkerenu o, the more I remember him. Al kein therefore, homu may I lo you, my... May I means my innards. They homu. Homu is a hard word to translate. It seems it means to churn. Or means to yearn. It yearns for him. And therefore, rachem arachamen unum Hashem, I will certainly have compassion upon him. Let's just review briefly the Metzudos David. The Metzudos David says, Pasuk Yitzes, HaBen Yakar Li, Zel Maimer HaMokom. The speaker here says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sha'amar, V'chi Ephraim Hu Li Leven Yakir. Now, again, this is subject to interpretation. Over here in my edition, I have a question mark. The editor of this edition, maybe the Metzudos, do they have question marks? You don't have question marks in Hebrew. It doesn't exist. Right? Rashi never put a... It's an editor. An editor, he added this in. So who says what he added, the editor added into the pasuk is correct? I don't know. It's very rare, what I've experienced in this edition, for the editor to add question marks into the commentary, into the parish. So the fact that he's adding here a question mark is very interesting. Let me see over here what it says in your edition. In your edition, Pasuk Yotes. Pasuk Yotes, no, there's no question mark in your edition. Okay, so in any event, Zel Maimer Hamokoyim Hashem is speaking, Shamar V'chi Ephraim Huli Ben Yakir. Is Ephraim really a Ben Yakir? Is Ephraim really a child whose father is Nechmad, is precious in the eyes of his father to the degree where he plays with him? The moment I begin to mention his name, I do not cease from talking about him. It's not a fleeting moment. It's not a thought. Ki im eskerenu od zman rav. The moment I mention his name, the moment his memory comes to mind, I think about him for an extended period of time. Kiderech av hamadaber, as derech of a father is derech hamadaber bebnoi hachavlo shelo yivsoik melizkeroi ad zman rav, like it is the custom of a father to talk about his child for a prolonged period of time. Ki yisaneg bezichroin shemo, he takes delight in thinking about and remembering his name. Al Kain, Hoyel Vani Zoichaboy Zman Ruba, Lochain Homu Mea Loy, Varachim Love, I will have compassion upon him. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasig Yates, HaBen Yakar Li Ephraim, Hein Divrei Shechina. Rashi begins his comments the same way the Metzudos begins his comments, that the speaker here is Hashem. Hashem is speaking because the last Pasig and a half the speaker was Klali Yisrael. So now we're reverting back to Hashem. Hashem is speaking, and Hashem says, Kiloimar, who misnoideid vani libi nepach olai lirachim. And he is misnoideid. The Ephraim is in a state of grief. That's how Rashi translated the word misnoideid previously. Therefore, I have changed my mind, lirachim. Shema bini yakiri hu kmosh engli ella ben echad. Now it's a question. Shema. Is he bini yakirihu? Is he my precious son? Kmo she'ein loy ella ben echad, like as if you only have one child. Shehu oisa loy kol ritzoinoi. Is this really so? Is Ephraim? No, he's translating the word yakir means is he precious? Meaning is he my only son? He's not my only son. I have other children. Shashuim. Who are the other children? Either it refers to Yehudim ben Yamin, or it could refer to the Malachim. The Malachim are also called the children of Hashem. Midei Dabribo, b'chol eis shani medabribo. Every time I speak about him, I don't really have. I told you the last time. I don't really have really understand what this means. I'm not going to fake it out here and tell you I know what this means. I have here a translation of the Rashi. The translation of the Rashi, I'll show you what it says over. This comes from, he's Ramchol's not here. This is from the Judaica Press. These are the words of the Shechina. That is to say, he is complaining. And as for me, I have a change of heart to have pity. Is he my dear son? As one who has but one son, whose every wish he grants him. Okay, whenever I speak of him, every time I shall speak of him, and the Medrash, okay, then he goes on to the Medrash, let's go further in the Rashi. Every time I speak about him, Medrash, now we're over here, the next words of the Rashi is what the Targum says. The Medrash says, Midei Darbibo means the Torah. The fact that I have given Klal Yisrael the Torah, Umedrash Vayikra Rabbah, Dai Diburi, it is enough. The fact of the Dibur, Dibur means the Torah, Shnasato Bo Shelimaditiv Torasi, Lerachem Olaf. If we go back to the Pasuk and see how he reads this into the Pasuk, this is exactly what the Targum says. It says, Ki Midei means it is enough, like Lashon of Dai. Dai means it's sufficient. Dabri means my words. The words of Torah Bo are in him. The fact that Klal Yisrael was the only nation that was willing to accept the Torah at Har Sinai, that alone is enough of a merit that Zohar Ezkerenu Od, I should remember him and have Rachmanis upon him. So according to Rashi, it would appear, according to Targum Azul, it would appear that over here the Pasuk is not really a positive Pasuk, it's a negative Pasuk. It's Haden Yaakov Ephraim Im Yelet Shashuim. Is Ephraim really a Ben Yakir? Is he like my only child? He's not such a good child. He makes a lot of trouble. He's not doing the will of Hashem. Is he really a child that I want to play with? Not really. I'm not very happy with him. I've punished him. However, now here is the difference in this interpretation than what we learned yesterday. Because we learned yesterday, according to the Mitzudos, I wanted to say part of Hashem's complaint continues until the words Al Kain. Yesterday we learned that the change of attitude first began with the words Al Kain. Until that, those words, everything he was complaining. Haven Yaker Li Ephraim? Is he really Ben Yaker? Im Yelet Shashuim? Is he Kimide Daribo Zohar Eskerenuot? Is he really a child that when I think about him, I continue to think about him for a prolonged period of time? Definitely not. Certainly not. But Al-Kain here is not going to be translated like it normally does, means therefore, but it means nevertheless. Nevertheless, that's really what it seems that Rashi in his first interpretation and the Mitzudas yesterday seems to say. Al-Kain, nevertheless, Homu Me'ailoi, he's still my son. He is still my child, and therefore my innards, they yearned for him, and therefore Rachem Arachamenu Nu'um Hashem. So according to the simple interpretation, everything until the words of Al Kain is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu being sarcastic. That Ephraim really is not deserving of any great merit. But nevertheless, Al-Kain, nevertheless, Rashi, citing the Medrash, and this is also exactly what it says in the Targum, says that the change of attitude begins with the word Ki Midei. So we begin the same exact way. Havein Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashuim, is Ephraim really a good child? Is he really a delightful child? Certainly not, definitely not. However, Ki Midei, it's enough. It's enough, and it's dai. It's sufficient. Dabrivo, they speak in learning. They will makabel the Torah. Therefore, Zochores Karenu Od, that is what causes me to remember this child, he was Mekabel the Torah. And therefore, Alkei, now the word Alkei now fits very well. Therefore, Homu Me'aloi Rachem Rachamenu Nu'um Hashem. So according to the Targum, according, yeah?
One word, a couple of words in Rashi, I want to elaborate on. Yes. You can elaborate
on.
Says Vanida bin Nebuchadnezzar, turning on me, meaning Akadosh Baruch Hu internally, Taviyachol is turning his own heart around. It doesn't say Alayhem, it says Alay of me. Was
no.
Akadosh Baruch Hu meaning my heart?
Yes, yes. Alkin Hamu may I lo, may I means my inside, my neshama yearns for Klal Yisrael. Yes.
And the second pasuk Shema bin Yekari Kamoshe Eino Elam.
That's part of the complaint.
Is it Hashem saying?
Yes, Hashem is complaining. Hashem is complaining. Read the words again. Look at the Rashi. Rashi Haben Yakeli Ephraim Hein Divrei Shchinosh Kolaymar Hu Misnoided. Hashem Sehi Ephraim is in mourning. Vani Libi Nepachalai Lerachem to have compassion upon him. And even though why am I having compassion upon him?
See, I don't understand. Kamoisha ain't no look in that part. Is Hashem saying it's as if I only have one son? Is that what it's
saying? No, I think it's a question. It's a sarcastic question. Shema b'niya kirihu. Is he really a delightful son? Kamoisha ain't loy elabain echad. Is Ephraim really a delightful son, a precious son, as if he's my only son? When a child is a ben yochid, he's a ben yochid, so obviously the parents have a whole different attitude towards that child than if he's one of many children. Shehu oiseloi kol ritzoyne, that I should do for him all of his desires. He's not deserving of this. He's not in my eyes. Nevertheless, I'm going to have rachmanis upon him. According to Rashi's first interpretation, it's the same as the Mitzudos. That every time I speak about him, it should really be that I should think about him. No, he doesn't deserve this. But nevertheless, nevertheless, hamu me'ayloi. Rashi's second interpretation, Mide, it's enough. Die, the fact that the Torah is in Bo is in Ephraim, meaning that Ephraim was Mekabel the Torah, that is a zuchus for him, so that Zohar Eskerenu Od, I continuously remember him, and that remembrance of him, that he was Mekabel the Torah, is a source, is a reason why Al Kain, therefore, Hamu Me'Allah, Rachem Rachem Numashem. Okay, now look at the Radak. Look at the Radak says, what is this that I always remember Ephraim? That I remember Ephraim The Radak appears to be disagreeing with the Mitzudos and with Rashi, and is saying that. Everything is positive. I indeed view Ephraim as being a Ben Yaker Li, even though he does not have any merit. Look at the words again. Maze, what is this? Shani Zoicher or so, Tom, and I continuously remember him. Ki ilu hu Ben Yaker Li. Okay, that's the key word. That's a major, major addition into the text that the Radak is injecting. Ki ilu hu then Yaker Li Shloichoto Li Me'Oila. What is this that I make believe? You see that? That's how the Radak learns Pshat in the Pasuk. Not like Rashi and the Mitzudos. Hashem said, why is it taka so that Ephraim is indeed a Yakir Li, even though he doesn't deserve it? In Yelet Shashuim, of like a father, Shemishtashea in Beno Hachav, like a father that plays with a child who is precious to him. Midi Daribo, Bechol Esha Daribo, Eskerenu Od, Behavosi Hakidumalo. Every time I think about him, I remember him with the love that I had from him from time immemorial. Vechain Vahi Midi Tseisam. The word Midei, you see this in another apostate control, which means from the past. Midei Avro Yikach Eschem, two different examples in Yonim Choleis, in the special, which means every single time that I think about him, I remember him. Al Kain Hamu Me'aylo, Al Kain therefore, Sheskerenu Bahava Hakaduma, Hamu Me'aylo, Birosi Oiso Begolus,
Birosi.
What?
Question? questioning his own thought process.
Yes, yes.
What is it? Why am I doing this?
Yes. Hashem, that's exactly what the Radak is saying. But Hashem is, why is it so that I have such a deep love for Ephraim, even though he does not deserve it? What is it about him? Al Kain Hamayin, and it doesn't answer the question. And that question, why is it so, it's not answered in here in these psukim. Al Kain Hamu Me'ayloi, Al Kain, therefore, She'eskerenu Be'ahava Hakeduma, Hamu Me'ayloi Bira Osi Oisoi Begolus, when I witnessed the Bira Osi is with an ayin, which means the evil. When I visit upon him evil in Golus, Rachem Rachamenu, the Otsienu Miagolus, I'm going to save him from the Golus. Uperish Dabri Bo, Laavde Hanavim, when it says over here, Dabri Bo, according to the Mitzvah, the Radak, it means, Himide Dabri Bo, I speak to him, it means speech. I speak to Klal Yisrael continuously throughout the ages through my prophets. My Dibur. What? So the Radak is translating Dibur. First he said, translates Midei to mean continuously. And he cites a number of examples where the word Midei means continuously. But in this interpretation, he translates it, Midei means Lashon of Dibur. Ki Midei means continuously, but what does it mean, Dabri? I continuously speak Bo to him. How does Hashem speak to Klal Yisrael? Through the prophets. Every time I speak, bichvaydech, it means every time we speak. Okay. The Yonasan Tergim Hachibar Chabiv Kodomai. Okay, he's going back over here to the.
How does Hashem love him? He sent Yirmiyahu for 40 years. And you can see, we're learning up to now, all the anger, Afchari Hashem, and all the things he says, and all that. So, how does Radak have. Where does he come from? He said, B'choli Shadabra Eskreinu Oy Bahavti. So what is it? What do they call it? Tough love? Is that what the Kodesh Baruch is giving the Klal Yisrael?
No, he's saying that despite the fact they're not deserving, despite the fact that they're not...
Every time I speak to you...
Not tough love, it's love.
Well, it's not tough love. Yeah, but every time he speaks, Navi is saying, you did this, you did that, I'm going to take it out on you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Like that. Okay, so that's always, no matter what, the parents will always love the child.
Okay, so... It's a. All right. Let's leave it with this. Maybe sometime we'll come back to this a little bit. Come back again to this. Maybe if I could find more sources. But the least we should walk away. The only thing, at least we should walk away from this pasuk, recognizing that this is a very complex pasuk. It's not so simple. We read this pasuk every year in Rosh Hashanah. It's in the Haftarah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and we say this in Musaf twice. Problem is, like everything else in the Nusach of Davening, we take everything out of context. That is a major problem we have in Tefillah and everything we do, pretty much. And Chazal, when they injected these Pesukim in Tefillah, it's clear as day, they assumed that we have the background. We know where it's being taken from. And when you say these Pesukim in Tefillah, it's supposed to bring up in your mind a collection of thoughts. And when we just say Haben Yaakov LeEfraim Yelet Shashuim, we translate it more or less the wrong way as a statement. It's a fact that Ephraim is a Ben Yaakov. It is a fact that he is a Yelet Shashuim. And it is a fact, Ki Midei Daribo Zohar Eskerenu Od Al Kein Nechoma Mela. It's a fact, but that's not the way it's shot in the Pasuk. From the context of the Pasuk of Yaakov, the Baruch Hu is complaining that it really should not be so. Is it really so? And really, the Radak really hits nail on the head. What is this that I always treat Ephraim as a Ben Yaakov? Ilu hu ha Ben Yaakov li. The hey, according to the Radak, is in the place of the word ki'ilu. Ki'ilu hu Ben Yaakov li Ephraim, despite the fact that he is a sinner. What is this that the hey idea is repeated, the fact that he's considered in my eyes to be a Yelet Shashuim? And what is this that every time Kimidi Daribo Zohar Eskerenu Od? Why should that be so when he is Molechet? But Al-Kain does not mean therefore. It means nevertheless. Hamu Me'ailo. my innards yearn for him. Rachim rachamim no mashem. Rashi, the Targum takes away the question a little bit better. He takes away the word that don't start with al kain. Change the expression with midei dabri. Ki midei, not like what the Radak said. It's enough. You know why? I'll answer the question. You know why I have Rachmanis upon Ephraim? He has something good going for him. He had a muna in me. Lechtech acharai v'amir b'yeretz le'zeruah. He was mekabel the Torah. It's enough that my dibur is bo. He was mekabel the Torah. That's enough of a reason why Zohar eskerenu od. And that's why Al came therefore hamu me'ale rachem rachmanu Hashem. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Hatsivi.
Just one thing.
According to the Mitzudas.
And right now, so he's only talking to Yehuda and Binyamin, basically. Because they weren't available to hear this speech. This is the last year before Churban.
What?
So I'm just saying, he's not, he's, maybe what I mean is, what he's talking to them is saying that, I know what it seems like they are in Golis already for so long, but they were in Golis over 100 years. Ephraim and a lot of the Shvatim.
Right, right. So he's speaking about Ephraim to
Ephraim, not Bnei Yisrael, using Ephraim here, and Ephraim is
as a warning. So it's like a subtle warning to the same fate's gonna happen to you, Yehudim and Yamin, if you don't pay attention like it happened to Ephraim. Let's maybe read the Mari Kara. Let's see how the Mari Kara he translates his pasuk. Pasuk Yutas Mari Kara. Haben Yakel Ephraim im Yelet Shashurim Mikra Temuhu. This pasuk is a rhetorical question. It's not a statement. V'zeh pisroinoi. And this is the translation. V'chi ben Yaker hu li Ephraim. Is Ephraim really a ben Yaker? O yelet shashuim that ki midei dabri bo zohar eskerenu od? That's pretty much exactly how the Mitzudos and the Rashi explain. It's a question. Is Ephraim really such a good child? Three things. Number one, is he really Yakir? Number two, is he really a Yelet Shashuim? Number three, is he really deserving that I should continuously speak about him when I remember him? Is he really deserving of these three qualities? And that itself is very interesting. What is the significance of Dafka of these three things, of being Yakir, and being a Yelet Shashuim, and being someone that you talk about? There is Yakir, what is Yakir? No, Yakir means Preb. What does it mean? How does precious different than playing? You play with a child, that's action. Dibor midei dabri is speech. Yakir is machshava. Maybe that's the significance of all three. Why is he deserving that I should think about him? Yakir is precious. He has a special place in my heart. Yelet shashuim means a child that you play with. That's how a lot of the commentators explain this to me. You play with a child, that's why he has to be a little bit older. You can't play with an infant, you have to play with a child that's about 3-4 years old. That's how the old Fatayish, the word Yelet Shashuim. And then, Ki Midei Dabri is speech. So Ephraim takes up three different parts of my essence. My Machshava, my Maisim, and my Dibor. He's not deserving of these three things. Next, Pisroinoi. Okay, the next words of the Mary Kara. Shebuchol Shni Medaber Boy Ani Maftichoi Shezuchor Eskeren Od. Every time I speak about him, I promise him that I'll always remember him. Why is he deserving of these things? Now, the Ein Luchol Hashvatim Shechotav, but he's not deserving. Why is he not deserving? This is part of the question. Because there's no one that's greater, the greater sinner than Ephraim. There is no shevet in Klal Yisrael that has sinned and caused others to sin like Shevet Ephraim. Okay? No wonder it's not such a popular name. No, it's not true. Ephraim, in fact, is a very popular name. It's one of the most popular names in Eretz Yisrael. In America, it's not as popular, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very popular name. Why? Shor Yerom Nechata V'Hechti Yes Yisrael V'Hemid L'Shnei Egle Hazav Echad B'Vecha B'Esel Ella. So Ella. So what's the reason why I have Rachmanis upon him? Ella Al Asher Hu Misnachem. He has regret. V'Shav Me Rishoy. He does tshuva. Al Kain. Therefore, Hamu Me'aloiv Rachem Rachamenu. So you see what the Marakara did? The Merak Haru did, he was bothered that the word Al-Kain means therefore. When, according to the Mitzvahs and according to Rashi, we're being forced to translate it to the words nevertheless, and to explain what Rabbi Mayevsky said yesterday, that it means since deep down inside he's still my son, he's, even though he's a very bad son, but he's still my son, and a son, you have Rachmanis son, whether you like it or not. He doesn't say that. He says there's something you have to add into the pasuk, and that is that Ephraim did teshuvah. He had regret. Not Yeravam, but his descendants. His descendants. That's what he says. He says he clearly it's Ella al Asher who misnachem. He has regret. Vishav me rishoy, and he has done shuva. Now we can go back to the text after we've added that sentence into the text. Therefore, al kein hamu me I love rachim rachamenu. V'im yeled sha'omar b'soif machiach al ben, the yeled that it says, and we're calling him yeled, and we're going back, and the word yeled in the middle of the pasuk is coming to tell us what type of ben we're discussing about. Shehu teima shebetchila hamikra hu oimer habein yaker li Ephraim v'ahei ninakta b'chatav patach v'acharav hu oimer im yeled shashum kider kol hadvarim hatmeim kmo ha'eved Yisrael im yeled bayisu. So basically what it means over here is that the word the hey alone is not strong enough to invoke a question, but when we combine the hey with haben together with the word im yeled shashuim, that double combination clearly connotes that we're asking a question. Hashem is asking. If we only had the hey hayidia, then we can maybe mean it's a statement. Ha ben yakir li Ephraim. Ephraim indeed is my ben yakir. But it doesn't. But that would be fine if we stopped there. The fact that we go on to say im yelet shashuim. So this is the style in Tanakh where you have a patach, a ha, and then you have a im. Then clearly the combination means we're asking a question from the very beginning. Two questions. Are we asking two questions? Which is really one big question. V'chein, he gives an example. Hashmeina hi im raza. Okay, same idea. You have this style, or hatoiva hi im ra. We actually had this back before a while ago, not that long ago in Yirmiyah. Hayam ani im tanin. Ha anochi harisi im anochi ledesiu. V'chein kol teva shetchila sehei. Every time you have a word which begins with a hey, uvo lecha tevas, and then uvo lecha tevas, uvo lecha tevas, tevas. I think. Uvo lecha teva. What do you have to say?
Shechila hey begins with hey. Every word that begins.
You have a different edition. Okay, dalachosh hi tamia. Okay, this is a question. So the Barik Hara, I think, it has at least opened up a little bit more. He explains that you have to add in the alkane. At least he explains that you have to add more into the pasuk. That being that he was misnachim, therefore, being that he was misnachim, therefore, it changes the pasuk. Okay, after Fachter. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk. Okay, next pasuk chaf. This is a very popular pasuk. Hatsivi loch tsiyonim. Tsiyonim. What does it mean, hatsivi? Hatsivi means establish. Establish for you tsiyonim. Tsiyonim is a very hard word to translate. We're going to translate over here landmarks, markers. Establish for yourself markers. Simi loch tam ruin. The word tamarim is also a hard word to translate, so we're going to translate over here to mean landmarks. This is poetic repetition. The Radak, we finished Radak? I'm sorry. We didn't finish Radak? Okay, go back to Radak. Al-Kain, Hamu Loi, Al-Kain, Sheskarenu, Bo'ava, Kedumo. Yeah, we did this. Rachim, Rachamenu. Yeah, we did the Radak. We finished Radak. Okay, it's time to move on. Hatsivi loch tsiyunim. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you're in Golis, I want you to establish for yourself markers. Simi loch tam ruim. The word tam ruim is a hard word to translate. We're going to have many interpretations. It means markers. Now, markers can mean trees. A tamar. A tamar is a palm tree. In ancient times, when you wanted the markers, you would plant small little palm trees that would indicate this is a marker on the road. Shisi libech, apply your heart, pay attention, lamasila to the road where you're traveling, derech holocht, the road that you've traveled upon, because the day will come, shuvi b'sulas Yisrael, when you will return, shuvi el arayach ela, return to these cities. In other words, when you leave Eretz Yisrael, make sure you plant markers along the journey from Eretz Yisrael to Golis, because the day will come when you will return, and it should be easy for you to find your way back to Eretz Yisrael. Let's see the mitzvah of Pasuk Chaf. Hatzivi loch, Ato Yisrael, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Telchiv Golis, when you go into Golis, when Nebuchadnezzar exiles you, Hatzivi loch tziyunim, establish markers al haderech leman takir es haderech, so that you recognize the road, lo shuv derech ba, to return along this road when the gula comes. V'hu inyan melitza v'haflaga, this is just an expression, an exaggeration, because the people that are going to Golis are not going to be the same people that are coming back. It's going to be a different generation, even though there were people that came back, but it's an expression which basically means that Klal Yisrael, you should pay attention. Don't lose your way in Golis. No, the day is coming when you're going to come back. Simi. Simi means nitilach harbi ilani toimer lahakir haderech. The Mitzudas translates the word tam ruim as a small palm tree. Plant small palm trees along the road. The chafal hadav b'mil mshonis, this is exactly a repetition of the first part of the pasuk. Hatsivi loch tziyudim is exactly the same idea as simi loch tam ruim. Next, shisi libech, pay attention. Shas means to establish. Libech means your heart. Pay close attention. Tein libcha al hamasila shahalacht derech ba liskar oisa. Pay attention to the road that you're traveling on, that you recognize it, so that it will be easy for you to return along this road when you come back. Shuvi uvederech hazeh to shuvi b'slas Yisrael, and along this road you will return ultimately the Jewish people. Ritzon Olaymar hachaviv olay. The reason why here we're calling Klal Yisrael as a besula, it's an expression of chavivus kibesula al hanasua, the same way that a besula is more chaviv than a woman who was once married. Shuvi, return. Kafal adabi l'mushayna spirit. Rashi hatsivi loch tziyunim simonim bedarkei avoisecha hatovim. Rashi here is telling us a medrash. Rashi is not learning pshutish l'mikra like the Mitzudos to plant markers, to make markers along the road. It means that follow in the good ways of your forefathers when you go into Golis. When you go into Golis, the marker you should make as a way to guarantee that you will return back to Eretz Yisrael is continue your traditions, continue your leg, your heritage. Remember where you came from, meaning continue the simonim bedarkei in the ways of avoisecha hatovim. Tam ruim. What are tam ruim? It means tamarim, ketanim, neturim, lesimin, baderech. Rashi is identical to the Mitzudas. It means small little palm trees that you plant along the road. Ub shudish lo mikra. What does the pasuk mean? Pshat asi simonim ledas haderech shalachta ba me'eretz Yisrael. Here is where he's saying the same thing as the Mitzudas. Lebavel she'tachziri ba'os haderech, you should return that road. Kolaymar ki vaday tashuvi misham. Certainly the day will come when you will return from Golis. Derech halachta, halacht ksiv. There is an extra yud in the pasuk, but we do not read that yud. It's a kriv ksiv. V'chol makom shehalacht halachti. Now, what is the drush? Why is there an extra yud? So it's a beautiful drush. With the yud, we pronounce it halachti. That I traveled together with you. Wherever you traveled, I traveled. Don't think that you are in Golis all alone. We always like to discuss that story. I don't know if it has a Jewish origin, where the person was traveling after he died. He was shown his entire life, a replay of his entire life, in the image of walking along the seashore, the footsteps in the sand. And he sees throughout his entire life there are two sets of footsteps. One for representing himself and one representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he sees in the most difficult times in his life, there are only one set of footprints. So the fellow, he says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, how could it be in those most difficult times in my life you abandoned me? There are only one set of footprints. What happened to your footprints? And Hashem says to him, my child, you're making a mistake. Those footprints are my footprints. During those most difficult times, I was carrying you. And that's really what it says over here. Here it's a kriv-chsiv. It says here, remember the road, derech holocht, the road that you traveled. That's how we pronounce it. But the ksiv, the way it's spelled is derech holochti, the road that I traveled. I traveled. That's invisible. Hashem traveled together with us. Hashem, in fact, was one who was carrying us in these difficult times. The Yoinus and Tear game. Galus. I mean, both. I mean, over here. Well, this over here is referring over here specifically to the time of the Nebuchadnezzar. The Nebuchadnezzar over here, Yirmiyah is addressing the people. Is telling them that they're going to go into Galus in a very short period of time, and therefore, as they Pshuta Shalom Rashi, both of them says, as you're going to go into Galus, when the Nebuchadnezzar is going to exile you, as you begin your journey, make markers along the road. That's going backwards. Well, Yirmiyah is speaking over here right before the Chorban, and he's telling Klal Yisrael that Hashem still loves you because Lech Techa Chalamim, but that was 850 years ago. But you have to realize, you have to use the accountability for your sins. It's going to be Golus. And you're going to go into Golus now, and when you go into Golus, you should pay attention where you're going, because where you're going, Hashem, you need to come back.
I would think that, you know, when you're leaving the breadcrumb, so to speak, to know your way back, it's more of a thinking that learn from your mistakes. In other words, know why you got here. In other words, leave your mark here so you know where you went wrong, and when you go back, you could correct your problems that caused you to go into Golus in the first place.
The Yoinus on Tear game, Simi Loch Tam Rurim Hispalel. Now we have a second interpretation. Tam Rurim means bitterness. Loshon Merirus. It means, so then the pasuk means, simi loch tamurim, you should apply yourself bitterly, pray to Hashem with bitterness, meaning with intensity, so that you should merit geula. The Yonas and Teragim, simi loch tamurim, hispalel bimirer nafshecha, pray with a bitter neshama, which means with great intensity that you should merit the gula. The gula is only going to come through rachman. We had this many times. Only through rachman will the gula come. And now we have a third interpretation, which comes from Menachem, Perish Tamurim Inyan Moal, to go up. For example, V'chein Perish V'simrois Oshan, smoke ascending in a column. So then it means, so we take the pasuk, Simi loch tamurim, set yourself upward. Even though you're going into Golus, your eye should be on what's high. In other words, you should have the right, apply yourself to ascend once again to Eretz Yisrael, or to ascend in spirituality, so that you merit the geula in a short period of time. So sach hakol, we have here three, or really four, different translations for this word, simi loch tam rurim. But very simply, it means a landmark. It means a landmark. Tam rurim is a set landmarks as you travel from Eretz Yisrael to Golus. Look at the buildings. Look at your surroundings. Write them down. Establish these as landmarks so you know that when the time of Gula comes, you'll know how to get yourself back to Eretz Yisrael. The second interpretation is Tam Rurim comes from the word Tomar. Tzadik Katomar Yifrach. Plant trees as you go out of Eretz Yisrael. So the trees that you plant, these small trees that you plant, will be for you as signs to lead to return to Eretz Yisrael. The third interpretation is bitterness. Be mispalel. When you go into Golus, make sure you are mispalel that you merit the geula. And the fourth interpretation is set your eyes high. Look up to achieve, to accomplish. Aim high. Aim high. Aim high when you go into Golus. Your hasagas should be big hasagas. Don't think, we're in Golus. So what do you expect of us? What can we accomplish in Golus anyway? This is a very powerful pasuk. You're going into Golus. That's right. But in Golus, you have to establish for yourself markers to return, and also aim high, seek to accomplish great things in Golus. And that will be for you inspiration to achieve the ultimate geula in the future. That's a very powerful, powerful idea from Menachem. All right. Then he points out the Samachim Eino, some don't have. Let's see over here what it says in the Radak. Radak Pasik Chof Hatsivi Loch Tziyunim Omar Kenegit Nes Yisrael Shem Oy Sahadar the Pshut Shal Mikra. Yirmi is speaking to the people living in this generation. Kishet Tigli, when you go into Golis, Hatsivi Loch Tziyunim Kimoy Gal Avonim, a landmark. Establish for yourself a pile of stones, or even matzeves, or one large stone, lehakir haderech road, to recognize the road, so it will be easy for you to return in a short time to Eretz Yisrael. So Leimar, af al pish shetigli, loy avda tikvascha, your hope is not lost, ki od, in a very short time, toshuvi el arayich ela, you'll return to these lands. Therefore, you have to establish stones, markers on the road, in order to know to find your way back to Eretz Yisrael. Similach tamurim, kaf al inyin b'mila shanas, poetic repetition. Ki tam rurim kimot siyunim. Ki hi lashon goiva. The word tam rurim, maybe here's a fourth interpretation, is lashon of rum, which means very high, a landmark. And it's this an identical repetition to what it said siyunim. Kumo va yis marmar elov. There also means, I guess, return loymar. Galyo givoyim. It means something, a very high point. Shisi libech, set your heart. The imloy titsivi, shisi libech, shetiskri hadechvi. Do not actually make something physical along the road. At least pay attention. At least pay close attention when you travel. Shalach tabol legolus, ki ba'ois haderech teshuvi, you will travel back in the same way, the same road. V'chol zederech moshel l'nechama, v'yunas antir game, ki nishto di yishol, ad kli loch uvde avosach. This is what Rashi said in his first interpretation, according from the Targum. Remember the deeds of your forefathers when you go into Golos. Now this pasuk is a very famous pasuk. We actually discussed this a few weeks ago. We learned Parashas Ekev. Ekev was not all that long ago, believe it or not. And what do we have in Parashas Ekev? The second parasha of Kriya Shema. And what does it say in the second parasha of Kriya Shema? V'hoyo im shemoyah tishlo mitzayin shenoch mitzayin mayom liyava. And then we go further and it says that you shall wear tefillin. I'm quoting here from Rashi. Rashi, again, this is in Parshas Ekev, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. V'samtem es devarai af la'achar shetiglu. Heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvos. You should excel in mitzvos. Hanichu tefillin. You should wear tefillin. Just because you go into Golis, don't think you are exempt from wearing tefillin. Asu mezuzos. Put up a mezuzah. Kidei shelo yiyu lochem chadoshim keshetachzeru. So it should not be new when you come back into Eretz Yisrael, which according to Rashi at face value seems to indicate that when you're in Golis, really there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin, and when you're in Golis, there's no mitzvah to have a mezuzah.
Rabban says that mitzvahs are meant for Eretz Yisrael.
All mitzvahs.
And we only perform them as a zecher,
but it's still a mitzvah. This is one of the very great, one of the Rashis that is the biggest pella in all of Chumash. What Rashi here says, and Rashi says, let me finish the Rashi, and here's why I'm quoting you this Rashi. Rashi in the pasuk v'chein hu oimer. Rashi in Parshas Ekev quotes this pasuk, hatsivi l'cho tziyunim. Establish for yourself markers. Let's read. Pshut shel mikra over Rashi over here says, Parshas says, I want you to put on a mezuzah, and I want you to wear tefillin. Wear tefillin and put up mezuzahs on your bayis in Golos, even though really you're not obligated to do so. Because when the Gula will ultimately come and you'll return to Eretz Yisrael, and then once again you'll be commanded to wear tefillin, and once again you'll be obligated to put up a mezuzah on your home, it should not be new to you. You should be familiar with the concept. Now this is shocking to anyone who reads this Rashi, because we have a halacha that tefillin and a mezuzah is not a mitzvah that depends upon Eretz Yisrael. Trumois, Meiser, maybe Chadosh, all of the mitzvahs, all the kabbanos, all of these are mitzvahs that relate to Eretz Yisrael. But tefillin and the mezuzah is not a mitzvah that relates to Eretz. So what in the world does Rashi mean? And then Rashi goes on to say, how do I know this? I know this from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that we've just read. Hatsivi l'chatsiyunim. Now before we go further to explain this Rashi, there's one extremely important thing that we learned from Rashi. Rashi is giving us a new translation of the pasuk that does not appear in any of the commentators over here. Heve mitsuyonim. You should be excellent. When I was in high school, we had exams. Hebrew exams. And the exams, they were different. The marks was... The lowest mark was Tov. Tov basically means an F. Then there was Tov Me'od. Tov Me'od was a C. Then there was something called Tov Me'od that really you know, it's like an A, a C plus. There was something called a Mitsuyon. I mean, Mitsuyon means like a B, B. Okay, you get a Mitsuyon, it's pretty good. And then people got in the middle. You get like a Tov, Tov Me'od. You can get a grade. Tov basically means you're in between Tov and Tov Me'od. Then there's Tov Me'od Mitsuyon. You're in between Tov Me'od and Mitsuyon. If you get a Mitsuyon, not bad. That's not bad. That's like getting a 90. And then there was Mitsuyon Bakol. Ah. If you get a Mitsuyon Bakol, that's like gold. And then, we're not finished. Then it was a thing, if you get a Mitzion Bakol with an underline. Ooh, this is like Harvard already. And then if you got a Mitzion, sometimes someone was so good, the Menal, he would give Mitzion Bakol and he would underline it three times. This is like the Nobel Prize. So here it says, Heve Mitsuyonim, he's taking this pasuk, and where it says, Hatsivi Loch Tsiyunim. We went through all this, we'll discuss in more detail what it means, Similoch Tam Rurim. Establish landmarks, a pile of stones, a mound, cry with bitterness, all these different expressions. But over here, what it means, over here, what does it mean, Hatsivi Loch Tsiyunim, which means markers. Hatsiyun Halos. A tsiyun is a marker. Right, a marker. But here Rashi homiletically is translating over here, Hatsivi Loch Tsiyunim, do establish for yourself mitzvos, not just excel in mitzvos, be mitsuyonim in mitzvos. Excel, be excellent in your performance of mitzvos in Galus, so that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, you should be familiar with the mitzvahs. Now, how do we answer the question? We discussed in Parashas, like, how do we answer this bizarre Rashi that says that tefillin and mezuzah commenting on the pasuk do not apply? So we said there's a tohos hadfus. There's a printer's error. Originally, when Rashi wrote, Rashi wrote, hey tof, and vav. Vav mem. Hey tof means hafrishu truma. And vav and is ishu ayin mem. Ayin mem is isru maasros. Hafrishu truma and isru masros. That's what Rashi wrote originally in his parish. The printer came along and thought he was doing us a favor and expanded the Rosh Tevos to words. Since Rashi is making these comments on the pasuk that deals with tefillin and mezuzos, so it must mean hanichu tefillin and asu mezuzos. But that there's nothing further than the truth, because the mitzvah of a mezuzah and the mitzvah of tefillin are mitzvahs which do not apply, which do not depend upon the land. So therefore, this is the most common explanation of how this crept into Rashi. It's nothing more than a tohos hadifus. That's the common. However, there are other interpretations. Being that it's now Sukkos, let me give you a little drush of what Rashi really means to say. What does Sukkah represent? What is the most? Why do we go into a sukkah right after we finish Yom Kippurim? So one of the popular explanations in Chazal is, in case Chas V'Shalom on Yom Kippurim, on Yom HaDin, it was decreed upon us that we should suffer galus, either as an individual or as Klal Yisrael, let this be the Golus. Let us leave our Diras Keva and let us go into our Diras Arai, and this should be the fulfillment of the Gezerah that there should be Golus for Klal Yisrael, and therefore after Shmini Atzeres we have fulfilled the Gezerah that Klal Yisrael has to suffer Golus, so we could immediately have the Geula Shleil Mashiach will come the day after Sukkos. So going into the Sukkah represents the concept of Golus. Do you put up a mezuzah on your Sukkah? No, it's a Diras Arai. Do you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, on Sukkos? No. I mean, even if you do wear tefillin, most people who do wear tefillin, most, not all, do not make a bracha. So tefillin is something which, in Achnami, when you're putting on the tefillin, it's not something which is you're doing because you're mechuyif to do, 100%. So therefore, being that we're discussing Golos, and we're giving examples of something, it's just like even though you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on a sukkah, if you want, you can do it. No one's holding you back. We don't do this. We don't mezalzel. But on a diras arai, people, there are many places that people put up mezuzahs that are not mechuyev to do. In fact, almost most of the mezuzahs in the home, I'm not mistaken, according to Halacha, are not required. The only mezuzah that's required to make a din is on the front door. Every single room, put a mezuzah, it's a derabbanan. It's not a chi of the rights. The front door, you put up mezuzahs extra, we make a bracha, with derabbanan, you have to put mezuzahs. So just like you live in a diras arai, there's no chi of mezuzah. Tefillin, we do it. Those who wear tefillin, but they don't make a bracha, and even those who do make a bracha, it's a whole different type of tefillin that you wear on Chol HaMoed. It's more of doing the mitzvah to remember the something that in Golos we should be familiar with these concepts, so that when we come back to the real thing, we come to the Gula, we should be familiar with. Okay, that's one approach of why Rashi would select Bedafka. He doesn't mean lahalacha. He means it more. Let's look at the theme that we're discussing here in this pasuk. We're discussing Golos. Where do we have a tangible example of Golos every single year that we are Makayim? Sukkos. The Chag HaSukkos. The Chag HaSukkos that comes after Yom HaKippurim is all Golos. And Sukkos, these are two mitzvos that are absent from us. Mezuzah and Tefillin. But you can still do it if you really want. You can still have a mezuzah on your Sukkah. You could still wear tefillin, and people do wear tefillin. Are you mechuyev to do so? They're not mechuyev to do so. But be excellent in its performance. Pay attention so that when the day comes and you do come back to the real thing, you do come back to Eretz Yisrael, you do come back to Gula, you should excel in these mitzvahs. Okay. This is Rashi and this Chumash. Let's go now to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Admosai tis chamokin habas hashaveva. How long will you slip away? The word tis chamokin is a very hard word to translate. If you look in the Mitzudos Tzion, he translated inyan sivuv. It means to turn away. How long will you turn away? Habas hashaveva. Your daughter, your wayward daughter, Hashem has created something new in the world. This is a beautiful pasuk. It's going to happen when Mashiach comes. There's going to be an entirely new concept. Women will be in control. The women will surround men. Now this pasuk, by the way, is the makar, without any question whatsoever, why a kala circles the chasan seven times. The kala goes around. That's where it comes from. It alludes to Yimos HaMashiach, where women, the role of a woman is going to be different. Now, we really do not know what this means. This is something very now in the world, in the secular world, this certainly, you're fucking your phone's on. In the secular world, this certainly has expressed itself. I mean, what more do we want that for the first time in the world, the leader of the free world, candidate for the leader of the free world, is the woman? It's the Mamash and Yonah Diyoma. Isha Nikeva Tesayviv Gover. women have come to a point where they have leadership positions. I mean, it's Golda Meir beat America to it a long time ago. But America, you know, America is America. America is the superpower of the world. And over here, you're dealing over here such a mitzvah where there's a potential. What? Okay, but this, you see how far it's gone. In the world, there is a new ruach. A ruach, we know that we're living in the time of Mashiach because we see this being expressed in the secular world of Nikeva to Soivev Gadar. And it goes without saying that in the Jewish world, it's certainly true, who today makes the Parnassa? Ruba de Ruba. In the Haredi world, the one who makes the Parnassa, Ruba de Ruba, they're women. It's a fact. And there does Hatameya, Hatadeya. The one who brings in the money makes the decisions. And therefore, in most families, the ones that are the most influential making decisions are the ones who are paying for the upkeep of the family. It's nikeva to soivev gather. So both in the secular world and in the Jewish world, whether we like it or not, this is just the way things have come, even though obviously everyone is very, any thinking person is very disturbed how it came to be such a thing where men have a very hard time in the Haredi world making parnasa, and the women are the ones who make the parnasa. But this is a fulfillment of a prophecy that was said by Yirmiyah thousands of years ago. It's okay. Now you see also in all the various times when Geula was imminent, it was always through a woman. Okay, for example, Esther. When were times when there was a Dr. Fuchter? When was the time when there was an ace, a school, an ace Ratzon for Mashiach? Mordechai, when they went to build the Bayis Sheni, after the goals of Bayis Rishon, they came, Koresh issued a proclamation, all the Jews can return to Eretz Yisrael. And then there was a delay, Haman, and then the poor miracle. And after the poor miracle, Daryavish was born, and from there was time when, only because of the influence of Esther, was the Jews allowed to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Bayis Sheni was meant to be the Bayis Shlishi. It was meant to be the Geula. And who did it come through? Isha to Soivev Gover. It was through an Isha. Yoel, Sisra, okay, Rosh Hashanah, the hundred koilos of the Shofar that we learn from Aim Sisra, the defeat of Sisra with Devorah and Yoel, there was also an ace rots at a time when Mashiach could have come. And who did it come through? It came through Yoel. Okay, there are other examples which I'm not remembering now. What? Devorah and Yoel. So it came through an Isha. That was also an Eis Ratzon when, if we would have merited, Mashiach would have come. Okay, even when we talk about the state of Israel, I mean, you talk about Golda Meir. I mean, she had a very major. So you see, there are sparks of this concept of Geula coming through Nashim. Nikeva to Soivev Gaver. All right, you know what? Let's leave the parish of this pasuk for next time. It's late.